Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions that parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Imam Ali al-Islam says, know the importance of your youth before you get old, and know the importance of your old age before you get ill. Now, how you can help your adolescents to know the importance of their youth? You got to educate them about the changes that are happening in their bodies. And to know more on the topic, today in our studio, we have with us our special guest, Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University and a researcher in the House Alimi of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor Nakavi, we have been talking about the changes that take place in adolescence, and you said there are so many changes. There are biological changes, there are hormonal changes, there are physical changes, there are mental changes that take place in the life of an adolescent. But you as a parent should help the adolescent to educate about these changes. And also the important part with education is to help them in management of these changes. What else?
I would emphasize upon the importance for the development of the intellectual aspect of the child, so that he or she at the age of adolescence, because he or she is becoming a complete adult. Of course, we have two levels. One level is called bulugh in Arabic, the stage of puberty, where it becomes obligatory for a child to carry out these the responsibilities, not just the prayers and the ritualistic things. No, everything becomes necessary. All things which are wajib in Islam have to be observed. Or everything which is haram has to be refrained from. But there's a higher level that is called rushd.
Growth.
Rushd is a level where one's intellectual faculties become complete.
Okay.
He becomes a reasonable person. Therefore, in many countries, for example, the age for giving a driving license is 18.
Yeah.
Or even one is able to vote at the age of 18.
Yeah.
18 is considered to be a time where a person is now capable of making decisions on his own.
Independent decisions.
I mean, it's not necessarily 18. It could be before that, could be after that. Some children develop very quickly. They can become of that age at a very, even maybe at the time of puberty, if their development has taken place properly. But that rushd, and that is the way a person is capable to make his independent decisions. He can start a family life. He can manage his own way of earning his own living. He's expected to do things which he can become independent. In the West, in many countries, you see children at the age of 18, they start moving out of the parents' houses.
Yeah.
So that level, when one wants to achieve that level, of course, we should try to get to that level in regarding our children when they become 15 or whatever the age of puberty is. But it may extend beyond that. And in that period, the intellectual development is very important. being able to make the right decisions is very important.
Yeah.
Therefore, this has to be worked upon, whether it is at school or whether it is at the home. They should complement each other. Intellectual development, awareness of our surroundings, awareness of one's own faculties, understanding what the world is about, going into the issues which are very, very complex maybe. And this understanding, I mean, for example, a person studies mathematics or philosophy or logic, things which engage, make his pure reasoning
very strong.
Very strong. Pure reasoning where one can depend on one's intellect and make decisions through pure reasoning. And after that, of course, application of that pure reasoning, both are important.
Yeah. We'll discuss more on that, Professor Naqavi, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi, and we're discussing about the changes in adolescence. Professor Naqavi, before going to the break, you said you would rather suggest parents in these all these changes to have most of their focus on the reasonable aspect of their child.
I mean, basically, the hadith says, Al-aql ma yu'badu bihi ar-Rahman. Intellect is the faculty that Allah Almighty has given to human beings. And through this faculty, human beings are able to be the...
reach proximity.
To achieve the proximity of Allah Almighty. They can become the servants, the true servants of Allah Almighty, obedient servants to Allah Almighty. So the important thing is, again, as I said, I reinforce what I said before, Islam does not want to enforce and impose any sort of belief on human beings. Actually, it wants to say that you have to understand what is the truth. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. It's the way it says in the Ayatul Kursi, لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ. Deen, with regards to religion, nothing can be imposed. But the difference...
with logic.
Yes?
With logic.
The truth, the path of hidayah, of rushd, of growth and true development has become distinguished and separated from the path of deviance. And this قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ, and it has become clear through our thinking,
yeah,
and understanding. Therefore, Islam does not want to enforce anything, but it wants us to understand the truth, and that Allah Almighty is the absolute truth. So the intellect has to be developed in such a way that one really understands the whole concept of Tawheed, His absolute being, Allah being the absolute truth, and everything is under that. Everything comes, follows after that. My feelings, my actions have to be managed and controlled under the umbrella of that truth. So intellectual development plays a very important role. And this cannot be left for later years. It has to start before puberty, it has to continue, and it has to be enforced, especially at this in the age of adolescence. Studying subjects which give us that proper understanding is important about our beliefs, about our morals, about our principles, about our worldview. All of them have to be thought about, understood, and this is the age where it has to be done. Therefore, whether it is at home, whether it is at the school, high school, where children are now becoming prepared to go to higher studies, or if they don't go to higher studies, they want to go into the marketplace to start earning, whether it is that or that, in both cases, a person, a salih person, a competent person, a person who is competent enough to carry out his duties, and we shall discuss about the four aspects which are there, which we have been talking about. That is the groundwork that has to be
done before
dying at that age.
Yeah, we'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I am Zainab with Professor Naqavi, and we're discussing about the changes that take place at the age of adolescence. Well, Professor Naqavi, before going to the break, you said it's very, very important to give focus on the reasonable aspect, because through reasoning, one can reach the highest levels of proximity or achieve proximity, and one has to understand the truth. And basically, you as a parent, when you're teaching your adolescent before puberty, all those things, and you're developing his intellectual level by the age of adolescence to a level where he understands the ultimate truth as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and does not get overexcited with whatever he sees and is able to manage everything, you're basically helping the upcoming generations. You're basically guiding and upbringing them.
Exactly. So it means, it applies what a great deal of learning the parents have to do. I mean, if you want your children to learn properly and reach to higher levels of excellence and perfection, you need to be at a stage where you can take them along with you.
Yeah.
And if, unfortunately, the case is not so as it is in many households, due to a lot of reasons, poverty is there, many things, social issues are there which impede the growth of society. And one of the reasons that we are not progressing properly as humanity as a whole, especially third world countries, Muslim countries, most of them lag behind in many things, because the opportunities to grow are not there. The opportunities have to be provided. We can't enforce anything. We have to provide a conducive atmosphere, whether it is the state, whether it is the learning institute that a child goes to, the school, the college, whether it is at home. All of them should be focused upon, number one, intellectual development, number two, emotional development, number three, physical development, and based on this, ideological development, and the ethical and moral values that have to be inculcated, and which then manifest themselves in the actions which are required of from a human being, a competent Muslim, and they then he has to or she has to manage the four relationships which are the basic elements of a pure life. The pure life that Allah wants us to live is under the umbrella of Tawheed, recognizing him to be the ultimate truth, and to manage all our affairs, all our actions, based on those pure intentions in life, with oneself, with Allah Almighty in the specific sense, ibadah, and then with other human beings, and then even with the environment. So this has to be developed. I believe that adolescence is the very important step in this development. That is the time where all our efforts, which started from the time that the child came into this world, till the time now he or she wants to become an adult and an independent person. This final stage is the most important stage in the sense that that is the final thing that a parent can do. Beyond that, there's nothing which can the parents can expect to do.
Yeah, so it's very, very important that you're saying that it is the final stage, not the beginning stage, because that's how it's misunderstood and that's how things become very, very difficult for parents with their adolescence. It's because they think that adolescence is the beginning age, while as per you, you're saying that it's not the beginning stage. It may be the final stage. Thank you so much, Professor Nagavi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us. In case you want to listen to our programs, please go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.com. You can go to the tab Call of Islam and find our programs out there. And in case you want to search us on the social media platforms, just type Call of Islam Radio. In case you have any questions, queries, or issues, you can feel free to share with us on our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir. With that, we end our today's session. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.